been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday. Hey, it's the day before Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Eve edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson. And I'm here with Stephen Gunderson on this Wednesday, November the 22nd. And I would say we got a little profit-taking going on in the market today. As I look at a lot of the leading stocks in the market here, Stephen, maybe we're going to pick up a little bit. But I would say profit-taking on very, very light volume is what I see in the market so far today. Well, we've got the S&P actually up 22 cents right now. 2,599. Do you know that we're just a point away from 2,600?
Wow.
That was my target price for the year?
Yeah.
Now what do? I guess I go home. Can I have December off, boss?
Sure.
Okay. We've got the Dow down 13.5 points to 23,577. And I will be updating my target prices for the market because now we're looking ahead to next year's earnings. And believe it or not, what's next year? 2018?
2018 already.
We're already looking ahead to 2019 earnings.
Yeah.
Okay. So I always spend kind of the holiday weekends to kind of stop and take a step back and take a look at the big picture of the market. And there will be a newsletter this week. Yes, Virginia, there is a newsletter, and it's coming out on Friday. Friday is a shortened day in the market, and we will get that newsletter out to you. The NASDAQ's up 4 points, 6,866. Crude oil up 90 cents. Had quite a run here, 57.73 on the light, sweet stuff. Gold is up 590 to 1287, and we've got the 10-year yield up flat again, 2.35, where it's been mired for the last couple of weeks. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and son Stephen Gunderson. Between us, we've got about 30 years experience in the business. I'm 21 or something like that, and you're at 8, 9 almost. And I would say that on this day before Thanksgiving, there is some profit taking. But did we have a day yesterday?
Yes, we did.
We had one of our best days of the... We keep saying that!
That was a great day.
It was a great day. It's been a great year.
It's been a great year.
It's been an unbelievable year. We hit new all-time highs yesterday in all of our portfolios. I know that the ultra growth crossed over the 30% line. And I know that the premier growth large cap, I want to say it crossed over the 25% line for the year. And that... options / speculative, it crossed over 45% for the year. And even the mutual fund, I want to talk about a couple ETFs today. And don't forget, we promised to talk about options today, okay? So let's not forget that, too. And we want to put that up. We got to find a site. We got to find a little place in our website and on our app where we can have lessons.
Yes.
Yes.
One of these days.
Yeah, and then maybe someday we'll write another book. We write a book every Friday, you know?
That's right. It's
65 pages of the newsletter. What do you want? Come on. Well, maybe there will be another book someday. Well, yesterday we saw stocks regain record territory. What led the way yesterday?
Oh, gosh. What was it? Big tech?
Big tech, man. Lam Research, Applied Materials. Facebook, they were all breaking out yesterday. Tencent Holdings.
Yeah, everything you looked at was popping.
Yeah. Was I chatty?
You were giddy.
I was giddy. Winners are giddy.
That's right.
Winners are chatty.
Losers are silent.
That's another one Douglas always says. Winners are chatty. You know, like you finally pick a winner, you know, and it's, see how easy it is to pick these winners? Here's what you got to do.
I have a formula. It works every time.
It works every time. Unfortunately, it doesn't work every time, but we're trying to increase our probabilities here. But yesterday, we did see new highs in the market. We had Apple breakout, Microsoft breakout, a Google breakout. What didn't I see breakout yesterday to new all-time highs, especially in that big tech? And as I look back on 2017, which is slowly grinding to a halt here, do you realize we only have 5 weeks left? And then we close the books on this year and start with a clean slate?
That's crazy.
What will next year bring? Goldman Sachs says the market will be up 11% next year. Well, I don't know where my numbers are at yet. I got to see. We just finished this earnings season, and I'll be updating my S&P 500 numbers over the next couple of weeks and starting to forecast what I see for the market next year. Of course, we have that forecast in there now in the newsletter, right?
Yeah,
we do. Every week. That's only available, however, that's for the premium subscribers at, what, $195 a year?
Yeah, or the live trading subscribers.
At $89 per month.
Or our clients.
Or our clients. But if you're just a freebie guy wanting a free analyst to analyze your problems, well, analyze your own problems, pal. We put a lot of work into that newsletter. And if you want the good stuff, well, it's going to cost you a little bit. That's just the way it is. You going to talk politics at Thanksgiving tomorrow?
No.
Just not a good idea.
No interest.
Sometimes others want to bring it up.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yes, because I know a member of your family who sits far to the left on the table and others that sit far to the right on the... It's better just to focus on the giblets and the dressing.
Yeah,
and
I just say how good the food is.
Yeah, that's better. Jobless claims decline after two straight weekly increases. Jobless claims, 239,000. One of those tributaries that flows into the economy. I'm seeing no problem whatsoever. In fact, yesterday, what did you say the jobless or the unemployment rate went down to?
Was it 4.1?
4.1, yeah.
Well, yeah, and they're saying it's going to go under 4 pretty soon.
And we're seeing that underemployed number drop, too.
Yeah, that's right.
So if anybody brings up politics, here's what I want you to say. Dow, 23,700. Yeah. NASDAQ, 6,800, wherever it's at. S&P 2,600 now?
Yeah.
And unemployment 4.1.
Yeah, you can't argue with that.
Pass the potatoes, please.
Some people just don't like the guy, and I can see that.
I didn't like him either.
After his tweets this morning, too, it kind of was like...
LeVar Ball doesn't like him.
No,
that's for
sure. Don't think so.
All right. New orders for durable goods. Did you order any durable goods last week? Well, they were down 1.2%, and that's okay. It looks like nothing fishy there. We're going to get the Fed minutes today. Oh, I just can't wait for those Fed minutes.
Those are always exciting.
I want to pick through those Fed minutes and see what they said, and no, I don't. That's Janet Yellen talk. That's Fed talk, Fed speech. But I'm sure there's a guy at Goldman Sachs, right, that's just anxiously awaiting. He can't leave for his trip for the Catskills. Up this upper New York, the mountains, until he reads and digests and writes a 40-page report on the Fed minutes, okay? Somebody in New York City's got that job today. Maybe several people. We have a big winner today. Nothing runs like a deer.
Yeah, that's right. They beat by 10 cents.
And the stock is hitting a new all-time high today. This iconic American company. You know, when you think of the green tractor, you think of deer in Moline, Illinois, in the center of the country, right? Mid-America, good farming country. Deer manufactures tractors, combines, cotton and sugarcane harvesters, sprayers, mowers, and backhoe loaders. It reminds me of our trip to Yuma back in September, where we were amongst all of the agricultural that goes on in our Imperial Valley and in that southern Arizona, that would be the southwest corner of Arizona where Yuma is. There's some beautiful, well, the Colorado River feeds all of that. Beautiful fields of alfalfa. And we were hunting near a cotton field that was in full bloom, Stephen, and I brought home that beautiful cotton.
Yeah, that's right.
And you thought cotton was made at Target. You thought cotton came from a
just
machine.
Cotton was a shirt.
Cotton is one of those plants that God created and put on this great earth for us, along with wheat. We saw wheat fields. We saw barley fields. Barley is a very popular grain these days with all of the brew pubs all across America. We saw lettuce fields. We didn't see any melons. A little bit late in the year for melons. They're done for the year. Now we're getting, in fact, as I go out to my garden now, it's broccoli, it's cauliflower, it's lettuce, it's more of the coal crops. I've even got kale growing.
Yummy.
It's good for you. You put it in that green drink.
Baby kale is not that bad.
Well, that's what I'm growing, baby kale. Okay, yeah.
Regular kale is nasty.
I sprinkle it in with my romaine lettuce and my homemade Caesar dressing from Tijuana, the recipe that I found.
That's right.
That I carry in my wallet. Don't forget the Caesar salad was invented in Tijuana. And I have the original recipe. I'm not hearing any music. Are we okay?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, there it is.
There it is.
All right. I just wanted to make sure, because sometimes I have a tendency to talk over people.
Yeah.
Talk through the music. Not shut up. I'm trying to do better. Well, anyways, when we come back, while deer's exploding, I got another GE for you.
Oh, no.
We're going to talk options. We're going to talk robotics. We're going to talk automation, self-driving cars, 10 cents new game, and Amazon Down Under. We'll be right.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on a very light trading Wednesday. I think a lot of people on the road here today or at the airports or wherever they may be. Maybe they've already arrived at Uncle John's house or Grandpa Charlie's house or wherever that may be. That's the beauty of Thanksgiving as far as I'm concerned, getting together as family. Well, let's see. We have got still some profit taking going on in the market today. Is the bull market over because the market's...
That's it. It's over.
I don't think so. Today's the end, right? We have had several days this past year, though. I can remember the few days I was downtown at the meetings. Happened to be like the worst period of time in the market for the year, and everybody thought the sky was falling. And I remember the big call that Goldman Sachs made that tech was dead. Wrong. Yeah. Wrong. Should I send out a tweet about Goldman Sachs being idiots? No, I don't like doing that kind of stuff. All right. Well, we talked about Deere, which we own. Now, that's a growth and income story. That's an income and growth story. Deere reports earnings. Now, listen to this. Look at this quarter that they just reported here, Stephen, on MarketSmith.
All right.
Because, you know, they post those on MarketSmith right away.
Yeah.
They're... sales were up how much year over year?
23%.
Yeah. Okay, so this quarter that just finished, they did $8 billion in sales.
Wow.
Okay. What did they do the same quarter last year?
They did
6.5
billion.
Exactly. So sales were up 23%. Now our sales up 72% year over year.
Yeah.
So we've beat Deere. Their earnings up year over year, catch this number.
74%.
74%. Now remember, this is a $46 billion company that's been around for a long time out of Moline, Illinois.
Gosh, that's a great report.
That's a fantastic report. Their dividend yield is 1.7%. And as you look at a weekly chart of the stock, what do you see on a weekly chart? Well, you see it on a daily chart.
Yeah.
It broke through its resistance level there at 132 for sure.
Breaking out to all-time highs.
It's at 143, so now we're $11 above that old ceiling of 132. What about that weekly chart?
That looks nice.
Okay, now pull it up on the app. All right, let's see where DE has been ranked and why I own the stock. Now remember, this is a little bit different animal. A deer is a different animal from an antelope. An antelope can outrun a deer, I think.
It's ranked number 379.
But in today. The past 18 months, well, I picked it up.
Top 400.
Yeah, it's never going to be in your top 25 or top 50 or top 100 or anything like that. But what over the last 5 years, what's been the performance of DE? Versus the market. There's a good measuring stick, right?
The last 5 years, it's delivered 11% per year.
That's it?
And the market's done 13.
Uh-oh. How about 3 years? Because I haven't owned it for the last 5 years.
3 years, Deere has done 17% per year, and the market's done 7.8%.
Okay, so it's more than doubled the returns of the S&P 500. How about the last 12 months?
Last 12 months, it's up 50%.
Now, that's what I'm talking about because that's what I've owned it for.
Yeah.
You know, I've owned it during this last 12-month period of time. It's up. Here's this giant company in Moline, Illinois, up 50%. And what's the market up during that same period of time?
It is up 18%.
And what is one half of the formula that I use for my my proprietary ranking and Gunderson grading system? What is one half of the formula?
Performance.
Performance.
Yep.
When a stock goes up 50 and the market goes up
18.
Okay, what do we have as a momentum grade on Deere right now in the app?
A minus.
Well, it's one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. In fact, yep. In the Investor's Business Daily system of 1 to 99, with 99 being the highest, Deere comes in at an 87. All right? Now, what do I have? I have to update my valuation on it. Because
we
have new numbers.
The valuation is not that great right now because we got to update it.
Okay, what?
3% upside potential as of last quarter.
Well, that's not bad. If we can get another 63% over the next several years out of the stock, but now that number is going to go higher.
Yeah.
And what is my 5-year target price currently?
$215.
Okay, $215, and the stock's hitting $143 today.
Yeah.
So maybe when we see the new numbers, maybe when we see where everything shakes out after this report, maybe we'll be adding more to, well, new clients would get Deere. Our existing growth and income clients already own Deere. If you came to us within the last, I don't think we bought Deere in the last month,
no,
2 months.
Actually, maybe. I think we did.
Maybe we did. Well, then those folks are happy today.
Yeah.
All right. So when people come to us, we don't throw you into all 25, 30 stocks on day one. No. It's a methodical, I'm a methodical kind of guy. And it's a methodical process.
You know, I hear this all the time from income people.
Yes.
They probably wouldn't look at Deere because it only has a 1.7% dividend.
That's true.
And they would be all over AT&T because it has a 5.7%
dividend. Yes, you are right.
Dividend.
That's a very good observation.
Do you want to explain to them?
Well,
why you would rather have Deere?
What has AT&T done over the last 12 months?
Yeah. The last 12 months, AT&T is down 9%.
And Deere's up 50. All right.
So you get growth and income.
Yeah. Most of your income in a bull market is going to come from the capital appreciation. Get that through your thick head.
Yep. Not the dividend.
I'm not saying you got a thick head out there, but if you're buying stocks for those 5% dividend, what good did that 5% dividend do you if the stock went down?
You're down 4%.
Well, that's just basic math.
Yeah.
Or is that common core math? Are people going by common core today? I don't know.
I hear it all the time, though. Well, no, I'd rather get a stock that pays 8%.
But if
it goes down 10%,
exactly,
you're down 2%.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about options in the second half of the show, but I want to talk about another. I mean, can you say this is a stinker? GE's a stinker, yeah.
Yeah.
But look at HPQ.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that chart is not all that bad. But, I mean, look, over the last 10 years, what has HPQ done? This is Hewlett-Packard, folks.
Have you anything that you've liked? Hey, your computer's HP.
No, and I have nothing but trouble with this keyboard.
I know.
And every printer I've ever bought from Hewlett-Packard has sucked.
Yeah.
I hate Hewlett-Packard with a passion.
But
their products are horrible.
The daily chart does look pretty good.
Okay, but what has... Okay, well, let's go back 10 years ago. The stock was at 22.
Yeah, it's at 21.
It's at 21 today. And what did HP do? They broke themselves into two. You had this garbage company. Well, it's a good company, I suppose, if you work there and it provides jobs. I think their products are miserable. They haven't had any growth for years. In fact, their growth rate over the last 5 years is minus 22% per year. Yeah. Minus Meg
good.
Whitman, Carly Fiorina, and all you others that political wannabes.
I thought Meg Whitman was eBay.
She was, but then she came to HPQ, and I think she resigned this week, Meg Whitman. Of course, she ran for governor of California, but they found out she was hiring an illegal alien. I guess she wasn't living in a sanctuary city, and she lost the election over that, one of the reasons. HPQ divided into two companies, and now it's two bad companies instead of one bad company. One's down 6% today, and the other one's down 6%.
Nice.
Hello. No thanks. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Docs Now Radio. Now, the name of that song is Do It Again.
Yep.
Right? Steely Dan. My favorite version of that song features Michael McDonald as the singer. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. It's fantastic. Boy, I remember that song. I remember being at the Colorado River when I was a teenager. We used to go to the Colorado River for like Memorial Day weekend or 4th of July weekend, and we would fish. We would water ski. It was a blast. Weather's about 112, right? Oof. My dad would drive up the river to Laughlin, play some dice, you know. We would, you know, my self-portrait that I painted.
Yeah.
I was a portrait artist, and I still am. I plan on painting a portrait of all the grandchildren at some point in time.
All right.
I'm getting really fired up to do that again. But my self-portrait, what am I holding in my hands?
A fish.
A fish. About a 12-pound striped bass.
Yep.
We went out at 3 a.m. with the local fishing guide. He said, listen, guys, the fish are on the bite. They're moving around at 3 a.m. in the morning. You got to meet me at the parking lot in Bullhead City at 2 a.m. Well, the wives weren't in on that, but my father and I were in on that, and sure enough, those stripers were moving. And we got out there, and we got our limits in about 1 hour. We had limits of striped bass, which I believe the limit back then was three. So between the three of us, we got nine fish on top water plugs up near Laughlin. And I remember that song, Do It Again, that I remember we were camping out, and the campground next to us kept playing that song over and over, full blast. I was, shut up! It's a surprise that I even can listen to that song anymore. But when Michael McDonald does it, look out. All right, we're going to talk first. Let me just see if there's any other stocks, and then I want to talk about options, okay? And let's do a test case here. Let's do Applied Materials, Stephen. All right?
All right.
Okay, so in the interim, I just want to talk about a few more stocks. Well, he's looking up the option chain for Applied Materials, which we still like. And we've made money in that option once already. A few more news items here. Rockwell Automation rejects Emerson's takeover bid. Why is that? Why do I bring that up? Because Rockwell Automation is in the ETF BOTS. What's BOTS? B-O-T-Z? Robotics.
Robotics.
Have you looked at a chart of BOTS lately? Now, we bought BOTS. We own very cutting-edge ETFs. And BOTS...
Yeah, look at that thing.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah. There's two of them, actually. Well, there's two similar ETFs.
Yeah, we'll just talk about... But we actually own three robotics, automation,
yep.
Cutting-edge technology, autonomous cars. That's the kind of ETFs we like to own.
Look how much little volume there was at the beginning of the year. It's kind of come on.
Yeah, well, I've given it quite a bit of coverage myself, just like I did with iBuy. But... I mentioned Rockwell Automation because it is in that BOTS ETF. Let's see. Apple self-driving cars can be better at spotting blind spots. They have VoxelNet that they're using. Don't forget, Apple's a player in the autonomous car. Tencent is bringing their top game to China. Now, they got to make edits. Do you ever play Player Unknown's Battleground?
No.
No.
I do not have time.
No, you don't have time either. I have barely enough time to look through our database of 5,400 stocks. But remember yesterday, Tencent overtook Facebook
in market cap size. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Now, Tencent is a big member of the Hang Seng Index. That's the Hong Kong benchmark. So if you were to buy, I think it's EWH. Pull up EWH on your charts. Is that the Hong Kong? You can buy an ETF on Hong Kong.
Yes.
Yes. How's it look?
Very good.
Yeah, well, because Tencent is a big driver of the Hong Kong Index and other Hong Kong stocks. Now, here's what else that we do here at Gunderson Capital. We dissect and we deconstruct the Hong Kong Index and find out what's in it, correct?
Yep.
And we add them to our database. That's because right. We believe it's better to buy the great stocks within that index rather than buying the entire index. I don't like that. I'll tell you another index that's doing very well this year. I want to say it's EWT. Is that the Taiwan index that has Taiwan Semi?
That's correct.
Okay, and Taiwan Semi is like 30% of that index, okay? So don't forget, You can buy the index, or you can buy the best stocks within the index. The best stocks now. Now, these are the best indexes now. And in the newsletter every week, we have a screen for the best indexes now, right?
We do.
And most of the better performing indexes this year are outside the U.S.
China, Japan.
Exactly. Japan, yeah. Taiwan, yep. Hong Kong, Argentina, India. India's like tripled the returns of the U.S. index here this year. So that's also important. What's in the Indian index? Well, you can go in there and look. Let's see. India is E-I-N-P. Pull up I-N-P. I think it's INP.
Oh, INP.
There's several India indexes.
Yeah, so that's the Barclays IPath.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So now you can go into that Indian index and find usually about 10 stocks dominate, right? Make up 60% of the index, just like the Dow or the S&P 500. You can online, you can go in there and you can dissect and find the components of that index. Then you can look on the Best Stocks Now app and see which ones are highly rated. You can look at the charts of that index and see where the best charts are. Okay, let's pull up, for instance, let's pull up TSM. We were going to do Applied Materials.
Applied Materials.
All right. Okay, so now we'll do a little lesson on options here. Applied Materials, you say, well, it's a $58 stock. I can't afford a $58 stock. Applied Materials has been growing over the last 5 years by 40% per year. It's currently trading at $58. What is our five-year target price on Applied Materials? It's got to be pretty good.
90.
90. So it's at 58, and we think over the next 3 to 5 years it goes to 90. Okay. Now here's our choice. We can buy the stock on this $61 billion company for $58 a share. How much does 100 shares cost us? $5,800. Now let's pull up the options chain. The first thing you have to decide on an option is the stock that you want to buy. Now, we believe in buying options on very good underlying stocks.
But we're talking about calls.
Yeah, we're talking about we're going on the long side. Yes. We believe the stock's going higher.
Yeah.
If this was Sears and we believe the stock's going lower, we'd be looking at puts.
Yes.
So that's your first terminology you need to know. A call means you think the stock's going higher, and a put means you think the stock's kind of like on the dice table. You have the don't pass line and you have the pass line, okay? If you think you're going to hit your number, you bet on pass. If you think you're a loser, my dad never bet on the no pass line. He just said, why would I do that? That's like betting that I'm going to lose, and he never believed in that. Well, anyways, okay, so we're going to go to the bullish side of Applied Materials, which means we're going to look on the left side of the options chain at the calls, correct?
Yep.
Now, the cost of an option is determined by how much time you want, okay? How long do you want your fuse to be? What's the shortest term option we can buy on Applied Materials right now?
What's today?
November 22nd.
We can buy the 24th.
2 days?
2 days.
Okay, so let's just look at what the two-day, let's go in the money. Is there a 57.50?
Yeah.
Is the stock's at 58? Okay, what would we pay for 2 days?
60 cents.
Okay, because we have no time. And if the stock, okay, so 60 cents.
Who's going to buy it?
It's, yeah. Well, it's in the money by 50 cents yeah. already, okay? So if the stock really bounces today or Friday, your 60 cents might go to a dollar. You never know. But this is a gamble.
And the stock, that call is down 50% today.
Yeah, down 50% because the stock is down 1.33%. Okay, so if you're going very short term, you have a very short fuse on your cherry bomb.
Yeah.
It could blow up in your hand and expire worthless. To buy time costs you money. Now, let's go out. What's the next period of time we can go out to? December, right? December.
Pulling it up. December 1st.
Okay, well, that's 8 days from now. Let's go out even further.
Let's do December 22nd. So that's
okay.
1 month.
And let's look at that same
57.50 is $2.15.
All right, so you're going to have to pay a little more. You're
so
in
if
the
you
money.
Buy one contract, that's $215 because a contract is 100 shares.
Yeah, so instead of paying $5,800 for 100 shares, you're paying how much?
$215.
$215, okay. And you're already in the money by 50 cents, correct?
Correct.
Because the stock's at 58, And the strike price that we're looking at is in the money. So it's in the money by 50 cents, right? Then why do I have to pay $2 and what for it?
15 cents.
What's the other $1.65? What am I paying for? Time.
Yeah.
I'm paying for time. I'm buying time. I think that the stock will be above 57.50 by more than $2. And I think it'll be closer to 60, 61 if I'm going to buy that call, right? And along the way, once I buy that contract, this is what I want to talk about when we come back, the contract trades.
Yes.
The stock trades and the contract trades. More on this when we come back. It's Bill Gunderson and Stephen Gunderson. We're giving a little lesson here on options today. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the final segment, Stephen. The final segment.
Already.
And tomorrow, obviously, I'm not going to be here doing a live show tomorrow, but we'll play the best of. It's really hard because the best of is about 5 minutes, so we have to do all commercials. And then the best of, which consists of about 5 minutes of our material. And Friday, you know what? I think we'll also do a best of, but we'll see. All right. The newsletter will come out on Friday. With the new target prices, look, I have to sharpen my pencil tomorrow. Got a good pencil? Hand me that pencil. Sharpen that thing to us. Just pinpoint. So I really got to sharpen my numbers now that this quarter is pretty much in the books. And we need to look ahead to next year. We need to do A, with the tax cuts, B, without the tax cuts. Without the tax cuts, makes me nervous.
Yeah.
With the tax cuts, much more optimistic. I can sum it up with that. But as far as the numbers go, we shall see what we shall see. Now, let's go back to our applied materials option. Now, I'm not saying I'm buying this option. I'm using this as an example. Now, deer may be a candidate. If I significantly revise my target price upwards on deer when the new numbers come in the next few days, deer may be a candidate for an option, correct? Because that's pretty much my formula. Is a major upgrade to the target price and a good solid chart and momentum and value. When all those come together, maybe there's one a week if we're lucky.
If we're lucky.
Or we go through a drought.
Yeah.
It goes several weeks without finding one like that.
I think the key is to be patient.
Absolutely.
Don't go buy an option just because you can.
No.
Or you want to.
And in anything in life, and I struggle with this myself. Men struggle with this in general.
It's hard to be patient.
I'm reading a book on marriage, okay? You know what the number one pillar of number one and two.
Well, we're talking about patience.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay. Number one is patience.
Yeah.
Which us men.
It's tough.
Are tough. And number two is kindness. Those are the two pillars that a marriage must stand upon. That comes from the book, which I'm reading. It's called The Love Dare. Mm. I got it at Hobby Lobby last night, of all places. Hey, the regional mall was cooking last night.
That's good.
That mall that I went to, well, it's a regional shopping center.
Yeah.
It has In-N-Out Burger. It has Chick-fil-A. It has Phil's Barbecue.
It's got to be the most congested.
Yes.
Drive-through location, because Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out drive-throughs meet at the same spot.
Yeah, so there's a cop directing traffic.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Hobby Lobby is packed.
You got to stay away from that place.
Best Buy is packed. Stay away from it. How can I stay away from Phil's Barbecue?
Well, I know, but if you're not going there, you know.
But you know that consumer sentiment just came out the highest in 13 years.
Wow.
Well, I saw it last night at In-N-Out Burger at Hobby. I ended up at Chick-fil-A, your favorite place.
I love Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, it's good. You know, and you walk
it's
in.
It's fast food.
And
drive
they're,
in
they're
and
nice.
It's good.
Welcome to Chick-fil-A. Yeah. And everybody is so
they
nice.
Say sir and ma'am.
And very nice. Yeah. Okay, and it's not that ground-up chicken like they have at McDonald's.
No,
it's not like McNuggets.
Real chicken.
All right, well, let's look at McNuggets on applied materials here. But anyways, oh, the book, The Love Dare, it's 40 days. Every day you focus on an attribute. And I like them because they're very Christ-like attributes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think in any relationship, you've got to use those Sermon on the Mount Christ-like attributes, and especially in a marriage. Number one, the number one day of the 40-day process is patience. I want patience, and I want it now, Stephen.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm going to be better. And number two is kindness. So if you're having any, this is Bill Gunderson's words of wisdom, you know, coming from an expert, right? The day before Thanksgiving, when we get together with family.
You got to be patient while that turkey cooks.
You got to be, no sneaking in there and snipping off a piece of that, you know, whatever. Be patient with your loved ones. Be patient with your children. Be patient with your spouse. Patience is a virtue. And number two, kindness. Be kind. In business, be kind to your clients. Be kind to your wife. Be kind to your children. That goes a long, long ways. Now, there's 38 others. Maybe I'll report on them every day, which one I'm working on. But I'm starting with patience, I guess, on Friday. That's when I start my 40 days of fasting or whatever you want to say, cleansing. And then number two is kindness. Do a kind act for somebody without, you know, them asking you to do it. And if somebody challenges you and you want to get defensive, swallow your pride, take a deep breath, walk around the block, whatever you got to do, and respond with patience. All right. Now, you've been patiently awaiting for our applied materials. Let's go out to January and buy that same 50. Now, remember, the stock is trading at 58. Rule number one for me is I like to have a good underlying stock. And I believe in applied materials. I'm not buying it right now. We've already made money in this one, have we? Yeah, I made a ton of money in applied materials earlier this year when I upgraded my target, when I first started trying this system out. I like to buy a stock at or in the money. Now, okay, tell me, if you want to pay 5 cents, what are the 65s? Okay, let's go to January and let's buy one way out of the money. The stock is trading at 58, and you're betting that it will go to 65 or higher, which is a pretty stiff bet there. What can I buy the 65 Januarys
for? Well, there's a January 5th, and it's $0. There's no volume.
It's not even trading.
Yeah, but what about it? There's one January 19th for $65 at 60 cents.
Okay, so you can buy that for 60. You can buy 100
shares. There's 5,000 open.
You can buy 100 shares for $60, right?
Yep.
But that stock's got to go to 65 and the 60 cents you paid for you to make money on that.
Yep.
If it doesn't go to 65 by January, what happens to the call?
You're screwed.
It expires worthless. Now, along the way,
you can sell it in between.
Yeah, you can sell.
Feel like it's not going there.
If Applied Materials has a really big day,
oh, yeah,
you're highly leveraged. That little 60 might go to 90 cents.
Yeah.
Could. So you have to watch how your options trading every single day, all right? But the further out of the money you go, the odds go down that it will reach that strike price. And the cheaper it is,
yeah.
Okay? I mean, look, you could probably buy a 60 that expires in 2 weeks for like 3 cents or something like that. Okay, that's gambling. That's rolling. That is spinning the roulette wheel and hoping it lands on green. Well, buy them in the money, buy good stocks, and buy a little bit of time. We'll continue to talk about this when we come back after the holidays. In the meantime, we'd like to hear from you. Hey, get this week's newsletter with our new target price for next year's market.
Yeah, sign up on GundersonCapital.com.
Or give us a call if you'd like us to manage your money, 855-611-BEST. Hey, have a great holiday, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.